I'd like to move now to the root causes. You made a statement that said in previous research you found that the values and the moral positions of colonial America stands way over on one side as compared to where our culture, and I'd probably say the church as well, probably stands on the other side. But if we don't go to the root causes and identify it, we're not going to come up with solutions. So let me go to you first in this regard. From your observations over time and your research, which you're eminently prepared to do that, what is the fundamental root cause of this division that we're seeing and these opposing positions on issues of expectations for our culture in terms of, again, your terms, morals, and values?
Well, Sam, it really comes back to the whole issue of worldview. Everybody lives their life, makes their choices, determines their goals, objectives, and dreams, and expectations based on their worldview. It's the most fundamental way that we have of understanding and responding to the world. It's how we make sense of reality and then deal with that reality. And so everybody has a worldview. We don't all have the same worldview, but it's that worldview then that determines our perspectives on morals and on values. It's that worldview that helps us figure out what we think is right or wrong or worthwhile or worthless. And so when we look at the United States, I think what's most troubling is that even though that determination and development of a worldview in a person's life is so central to defining who they become and how they live, what happens in the United States is that for most people, their worldview develops by default. There aren't individuals who are intentionally there shaping them. It ought to be parents, first and foremost, who take on that responsibility, because if they want to influence who their children grow up to become, determining and developing that worldview is the single most important thing they can be doing. And then helping parents, equipping parents to do that, ought to be the church, because it's the role of the church to be preparing individuals to live like Christ, to imitate Christ, to know the ways of Scripture, and to integrate them into our lives. And so when we're talking about this worldview, I mean, you know, what it's important because we do what we believe. Everything that you do, you're doing because you believe something that tells you that's the right or appropriate or most valuable or necessary action that you can take in those circumstances at that moment. And those beliefs come about based on answers to questions like what we believe about the existence and nature of God. Does he exist? If he does, what's he like? Why does he exist? What's he after? Questions about the purpose of life. Is life meaningful? Is it sacred or doesn't it matter? And if it does matter, why? You know, and what are you supposed to do with that life? Matters about the existence of absolute moral truth, but you know, is there fundamental truth that never changes, or is all truth determined by your circumstances? Is it relative to your emotions in the moment, the nature of humanity? All these are the kinds of things that have brought us to the point where we are today, and it's ultimately the kind of spiritual confusion that we've suffered through in America these days that has led us to this point that we're at.